B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We'll start with a pretty gnarly one. A suburban Chicago woman was fatally mauled by a French bulldog that she recently adopted that apparently had been bred to fight.
So, a French bulldog,
they're small.
They're small.
Yeah. Lisa Urso was found unresponsive on the patio of her home on Saturday. Investigators said that she died from an attack from one of the three dogs she had. The 52-year-old woman had a second French bulldog, which was found with some blood on it, and a border collie. The French bulldog is a smaller breed that is not typically associated with deadly attacks. The coroner said, "You don't really think about it happening with a smaller dog breed, but we forget animals can be powerful. This animal has a lot of jaw strength." The dog attacked Urso inside her home before she made it out to the patio where she died. She had bite wounds and scratches on her arms, legs, and torso. Only one French bulldog had a history of biting in that, and they said that it is impossible to know whether it was the only dog that attacked Urso. The dog thought to have killed her will be humanely euthanized. The dog weighed about 55 pounds, so decent size. Yeah. Not huge, but decent size.
Did they sweat the other dogs? Did they interrogate?
I don't know if they might be going through that now. How did this skip my my research last week? This has happened in our area, and not too far from where I live. A runaway emu that was somehow made its way onto Route 422 between the Royersford and Sanatoga exits. This is last Wednesday, Kathy. Huh. Was shot and killed by Pennsylvania State Police troopers. Many were doing double takes when driving by, watching the escaped emu run around the median, causing backups in both directions. And 422 is a major thoroughfare, you know.
Right. There is an emu lane, though, right?
Police said the large bird's owner reportedly lost control of it shortly after buying it. Officers failed to wrangle the animal. A statement from the Pennsylvania State Police spokesperson said the bird was creating a traffic hazard and attempts to capture it failed. Taser deployments to gain control of the animal were unsuccessful. For the protection of officers and the community, the emu was shot and did not survive.
Well, they say failure to wrangle, shoot it.
I can't believe I missed this story. And B, I'm like, you had to shoot it? Really?
Well, if it was going to cause, you know what I mean, some accidents on 422.
Emu, please listen. You're causing a tense situation with traffic.
Yeah.
Emu, please run into the woods.
So they killed it.
Yeah. Press,
it
you're not going to do it, are you, Emu?
No.
It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you were probably already home, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
but it was Wednesday. I thought I would have, you know, by Friday I'd heard about it. I didn't see it until the weekend. So
right. Traffic's lighter, right? In fact, it's perfect emu traffic now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If you can't be an emu and get out on the highway right now, this is your time,
come on.
All right. One of the good things that can come out of quarantine is finding time for the things that you've been putting off for a long time. Michael Patrick's mother, and I think this is in Ireland, had apparently a cleaning adventure, and it went a bit viral. Apparently, the woman decided to get to the bottom of her 30-year-old chest freezer and found something unexpected, 25-year-old puff pastry. And her son couldn't believe his eyes when he saw the long-expired pastry and couldn't help but share it with his Twitter followers. And mom decided to go ahead and use it and cook it.
Did they eat him?
And they said it actually was not bad.
Surprisingly, it tasted like crap.
25 years old.
Puff pastries, 25. But if it's frozen.
It was frozen.
Yeah.
While some people reacted by saying that food items shouldn't be consumed this long after the expiration date, others disagreed and shared their own decades-old groceries that got forgotten in their freezers and shelves, some of which were eaten as well.
There's a whole show that centers around this now where they find very old food and then they'll eat it, like canned stuff. And I don't know how far back, but it's kind of disgusting.
Here is a follow-up story. Carter Hess's friends never seem to miss an opportunity to kid him about his artificial leg by sending him online stories of found prosthetics. He said, "I surf a lot, and so every time a leg is found, they get a kick out of it." And then on Monday, a friend tagged him online with a story about a leg found in St. Andrews State Park. We reported on this last week. This time, the story was actually about him. He was reunited with his prosthetic leg on Tuesday after losing it last month surfing. Sebastian Morris, a 13-year-old, had recently found the leg while driving and treasure hunting with his father, Bobby, who then started an online campaign to find the owners and return it. After contacting them online, Hess met with Sebastian and his mother to get his leg and take him out to dinner. Hess said a lot of guys, especially treasure hunters, would have just put it in a trophy case, but he realized that it could be important and someone could need it. Hess first got the $3,000 titanium leg.
$3,000
At Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland, the prosthetic was specifically adapted for Hess while surfing. He lost his original leg when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in 2012 while serving in Afghanistan. Hess, who surfed for years before his injury, really liked the artificial leg and used it to surf all over the world from Bali to Central America and Hawaii. He said, "We were actually going to make a copy of it. But then last month, he turned into a wave and it crashed down on him. He said, I knew immediately it was off of me. I've surfed in much bigger waves and it never came off like that." He returned to the area the next day to try and find the leg, but the water was murky. He returned the day after that to try again, but without any scuba gear. The search proved fruitless. Sebastian Morris ended up finding it mostly buried about 30 feet away in the jetties. And he said he's a good, nice kid, according to Hess.
That's pretty wild. The fact that it's, I guess, still usable.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I told you that there was an invasive species story.
So boy.
Let me see if I can find it real quick so that we can make good on... Well, here's a different story. I like this one, too.
All right.
Police in Minneapolis are hunting for an arsonist who is armed with a flamethrower.
Jesus!
The police appeal was issued Friday afternoon, followed an incident Thursday evening in which a bale of packaged recycled materials was set alight. The culprit was using a handheld garden-style torch to set fire to the bale. So it's not military, but they made this together. So it cost about this company, Pioneer Paper, about $10,000 in damages. The police said earlier, three white adult males in their 20s or early 30s, one of whom seen carrying a garden-style torch, were observed walking in the direction of Pioneer Paper. They've issued a video showing the incident and examples of the product used to start the fire, which they say is similar to the wand for a pressure washer.
Oh, man.
So they figured out how to make their own flamethrower out of it.
So they have to be spraying out some sort of accelerant.
They said the flamethrower may be a homemade or a modified garden torch able to throw a significant level of flame.
Jeez.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's pretty wild, isn't it?
What wasn't Elon Musk? Wasn't he selling a flamethrower for a while?
Was he?
Through Tesla or something? Yeah. In fact, I'm almost positive.
Not really sure.
Yeah.
I have this thing that on the Vox Pro. It says cassette away fire. Can I just play it? Just because I don't know if it's... I was looking at it earlier, and now it might actually make sense for that story. I have no idea what this is. I apologize in advance.
Yeah! Look what I have created! I have made fire! Have made fire!
Okay, it's supposed to be Castaway, and it says Cassettaway. There you go. Back to you, Preston.
What's Cassettaway?
Dude, it's a misspelling.
Yeah, I know, but what did you think it was?
I didn't know. I had no idea. Okay. I just was looking, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
A Cassettaway is someone who's trapped on an island with lots of people, Preston.
Oh, okay.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
I love this idea. A New Hampshire high school has come up with a unique way to hold its graduation ceremony in person during the coronavirus pandemic, and they are going to be using a ski lift.
Ski lift! That would work great!
Kennett High School in Conway, New Hampshire will put its seniors on a ski lift with an empty seat left between each student so that they can get their diploma at the top of the mountain.
That's amazing.
The principal, Kevin Carpenter, said people will ride it up, get their diploma, and get a picture of them on top of the mountain. They'll go to a different place with a second photographer, really, and then they will get a pretty amazing backdrop. That's a great idea. The school plans to use the ski lifts at Cranmore Mountain nearby and have contingency plans in place for rain as well as alternatives for those who don't want to ride in the chair. Students who don't want to take the lift,
get in the chair
to the summit,
get in the goddamn chair,
can be presented with their diploma at the base of the mountain. The experience riding up, Carpenter said, the diploma presentation, photo, and ride down should take about 30 minutes per student. The 2020 graduating class at the school is made up of 172 students, and there will also be a safe, socially distanced parade of cars to celebrate after the graduation. That's a pretty fun idea.
Love it.
I like it. Yep.
Lemonade from lemons.
All right, here's the story I was looking for earlier. There's more to add to the list of the invasive species you just found out about and already don't like. Georgia officials are working to completely eradicate a lizard they say poses a major threat to some of the state's native wildlife. And it's not just like a little gecko type thing.
Oh, you kidding me?
The Argentine black and white tegus. And the lizard can grow about 4 feet in size.
And this is in Georgia?
And can eat just about anything they want. Yes.
I'm here to make love to your wife.
According to the department's website, tegus will eat the eggs of ground nesting birds, including quail and turkeys.
I will eat them all.
And other reptiles such as American alligators and gopher tortoises. Both protected species.
Not the gopher tortoise.
They can also eat fruit, vegetables, pet food, and small animals, including grasshoppers and gopher tortoises. So,
also mid-sized cars.
Yeah, they're looking for the black and white tegus.
So how do they, any efforts to control this thing?
I don't know.
Or,
I don't know yet.
Can we stick the murder hornets on them?
They're putting the word out. Who knows? A barely legal display was set up on a residential lawn to celebrate Morgan Shelton's 18th birthday, and Twitter has been having a field day with it. The lavish setup consists of a giant 18th sign,
oh my God,
as well as a happy birthday banner with candles, various bows, and what appear to be cardboard balloons. What do you think it is?
No, I saw this. It's amazing.
So the festive decorations are covered with glitter and bright colors set against the green lawn. However, none of the signs... is attention grabbing as the name of the birthday girl herself, which is Morgan. Now it's spelled her. She spells her name Morgyn.
Right.
The M and N in her name are bedazzled silver, while the rest of the letters are stark black. So, due to this interesting choice color, the display appears to read the word orgy at first glance to onlookers.
The I love that.
18 and the decoration resembling a plus sign together resemble the characters for 18 plus orgy, drew some comments.
Thank you, Daddy.
A photo of the display has since gone viral, with commenters leaving sarcastic comments or just flat out laughing at the flub. Apparently, Morgan Shelton was just as shocked by the sign. Morgan's mom was even more shocked. Holly Shelton said the display wasn't even what she had ordered for her daughter's birthday in the first place. She said, "We agreed to only get black letters. When I got home, it wasn't just black letters, though. Upset by the design, Holly said she didn't want to bother the woman she ordered it from, seeing as she was really busy. So, but it looks like it just is 18 plus orgy on the front yard. It's great." A U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Harrisburg agreed with the Pokemon slogan, "Gotta catch 'em all," when they seized more than 86,000 counterfeit Pokemon action figures. They say, if authentic, the figurines would have had a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $604,000.
Dear God, for counterfeit Pokemon?
Yeah, while inspecting international parcels, May 4th, officers examined a shipment manifested as plastic furnishing articles that arrived from Hong Kong. The shipment contained 15 boxes that contained a combined 86,400 Pokemon toy action figures.
Huh.
Working with the trademark holder, they confirmed that the figurines were counterfeit. The CBP import specialist appraised the shipment at $603,000. Officers seized the shipment for violating U.S. intellectual property rights. The parcel was destined to an address in Snyder County, Pennsylvania.
Snyder County.
Are small and pose a potential choking hazard for your children. Additionally, counterfeit toys tend to be coated in excessive levels of lead paint. So they got them. Well, Florida man Justin Musser had a very legit reason for driving around with his penis out. As he pulled up next to a woman driving around Avon Park, Florida, a town right in the middle of nowhere, Florida.
Let me guess, he had just purchased some fresh cheese slices.
No, but his excuse was it gets hot and he needs to air it out.
Oh. All right.
Well, it's Florida, right?
It was 8 a.m. on a Monday, by the way.
Yeah, and it gets pretty scorching at 8 a.m.
You're better than that.
If you're shocked by
driving around with your penis hanging out, letting people look at it. You're better than that. That's not you.
If you're shocked by this defense.
Wrap it up in cheese like regular people do.
You're better than that.
And they don't know Florida man very
driving
well.
Driving around showing people your pleasure yourself with slices of cheese. That's how you do it. That's how you win.
But cheese.
It stinks.
I didn't say use Limburger. I said use something less aromatic. like a Swiss cheese or a Monterey Jack or something like that.
Right.
Even Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
You can do it smart.
If you're shocked by this defense out of Florida Man, you don't.
Be smart.
You don't know Florida Man.
You drive around with your penis hanging out.
Very well. There's some of the best defense attorneys out there. Turns out, according to Justin's Facebook page, that he studied law at Harvard, apparently. When the detective looked over at Mosser as he was driving, his penis was exposed, and he was trying to draw her attention to it. As the vehicles got side by side again, investigators said Mosser began pleasuring himself. When they pulled Mosser over to arrest him, he told detectives he often drives with his penis exposed because he gets hot and airs it out. Mosser claimed he's done this four or five times before to random women while driving down the road. And detectives said he showed no remorse for his actions, by the way.
No remorse?
None.
Officer Weston here, I saw you were pleasuring yourself. No remorse?
We know a few people who don't offer remorse.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.